This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 7, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mix of clouds and sun today, high near 70. Voters went to the polls yesterday in the Massachusetts primary election. The Essex County DA race went to Salem State Representative Paul Tucker. With almost 90% of the vote counted, Tucker has an 8,000-vote lead over James O'Shea. The Essex County Sheriff's race went to incumbent Kevin Coppinger over Virginia Lee. Jenny Armini was elected to the 8th Essex seat in the Massachusetts House of Representatives that serves Marblehead and Swampscott. This race featured six candidates, and with almost all the votes counted, Armini has a 300-vote advantage over Tristan Smith. Manny Cruz won the 7th Essex seat, being vacated by Paul Tucker. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll won the Democratic nomination for Lieutenant Governor. It appears that Danvers resident Leah Allen will win the Republican Party nomination for Lieutenant Governor. Jeff Deal will be the GOP nominee for governor and will oppose Democrat Maura Healey. Andrea Campbell won the Democratic nomination for Attorney General, and Diana DeZoglio will be the party's nominee for auditor. William Galvin coasted to a big primary win for Secretary of State. In other news, Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson recently reported to Lynn residents on his Lynn Community Television Update program that his administration continues to advocate for better service from the MBTA.
Advocate with the MBTA for the service that we need for our city, prioritizing the work that's happening to improve bus service as part of our roadway improvements, and also advocating forcefully with the T around the importance of the commuter rail service that we have in the city. We're grateful for the investment that's coming to upgrade that station. I think we all agree that that station needs to be upgraded, but believe really strongly that there needs to be mitigation in place for...
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber. We measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox lost again to the Rays, 8-4 the final last night. They'll play again tonight at 6:40 in Florida. St. John's Prep basketball coach John DeLea announced yesterday that he will be stepping down as the school's coach, citing personal and family reasons. Local field hockey got underway yesterday with Danvers beating Beverly 3-0. Marblehead shut out Peabody 2-0, giving coach Linda Rice Collins her 300th win. Beverly volleyball shut out Marblehead 3-0, and our football game of the week broadcast this Friday night features Tewksbury at Danvers. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore.